This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet has unanimously approved small shipments of fuel for humanitarian needs in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The officials say they will allow 2 tanker trucks of diesel fuel each day for the UN to support water and sewage infrastructure in the besieged territory. So far, almost all fuel shipments have been banned into Gaza since the October 7 cross-border attack by Hamas that triggered the war. The Israeli officials say the decision has come in response to a request from the US. A lack of fuel has caused communication systems in Gaza to collapse, forcing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries. Israel says the restrictions are needed to prevent Hamas from using fuel for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Liberian President George Weah has conceded defeat after nearly complete provisional results showed challenger Joseph Boakai won this week's runoff election. In an address to the nation late Friday, Weah said that, quote, the Liberian people have spoken and we have heard their voice. He urged his supporters to follow his example and accept the results, but he didn't rule out a future career in politics, saying that, quote, our time will come again. Hip-hop legend and marijuana aficionado Snoop Dogg says he's going to stop smoking. In a message posted to social media, the rapper and entrepreneur asked fans to respect his privacy at this time. He didn't provide many details on the announcement, and representatives did not immediately respond to the Associated Press's request for comment. Some wonder if the 52-year-old would switch to another form of THC or announce a new business-related or marketing venture down the road. Others applauded the announcement and suggested Snoop may have chosen to stop smoking for his own personal health. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Tech giant IBM on Thursday said it had pulled all advertising on Elon Musk-owned X for now after a report found its ads were placed next to content promoting Nazis. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
The left-leaning media watchdog Media Matters said it found that corporate advertisements by IBM, Apple, Oracle, and Comcast's Xfinity were being placed alongside anti-Semitic content. In a statement, IBM said it has, quote, zero tolerance for hate speech and discrimination, and we have immediately suspended all advertising on X while we investigate this entirely unacceptable situation. X said its system does not intentionally place brands, quote, actively next to this kind of content, and that the posts cited by Media Matters would no longer be able to make money off its content.
Diane To from Reuters. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 6 people affiliated with the Iranian-backed Iraqi militia Kataib Hezbollah, which is accused of being behind a spate of recent attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria following the October 7th attacks by Hamas against Israel. Included in Friday's sanctions are the militia's foreign affairs chief, a member of its governing council, its military commander, and a media spokesman. A spate of drone attacks hit U.S. bases in Iraq as recently as Friday. As of Friday, there had been at least 60 attacks on U.S. facilities in Iraq and Syria since October 17th. The new House Speaker, Mike Johnson, says he is publicly releasing thousands of hours of footage, some of it with sensitive material, from the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
We have a breach of the Capitol! Breach of the Capitol!
Some of the video has already been released by the Congressional Committee that investigated the 2021 attack at the Capitol. But House Speaker Mike Johnson's move will make the sounds and sights public. He says it will provide millions of Americans and criminal defendants the ability to see for themselves what happened that day. Some 40,000 hours of footage is expected to be posted over the next several months, although he says some faces will be blurred and clues about the building would be withheld. Critics have warned the videos show how the rioters breached the building and the routes to get lawmakers to safety. Information they say should be withheld. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A coin flip on Friday decided who would become mayor of a South Central North Carolina city when the 2 leading candidates were tied after all the ballots were tallied. Robert Burns and Bob Yanicek each received 970 votes in the race to become mayor of Monroe. State law says the outcomes of a tied race are determined by lot. At the coin toss, Yanicek called heads, but the coin flipped by an election official came up tails, leading to celebration from Burns' supporters. The board then voted to declare Burns the winner. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.